Coast Radio News for Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. I'm George Henry. Douglas County Sheriff's arrested a 54-year-old Florence woman Sunday in Reedsport after she attacked a deputy with a can of pork and beans. Holly Lynn Sigmund was identified as a person with a warrant at a traffic stop where she was a passenger in a Chrysler PT Cruiser. Sigmund became confrontational after exiting the vehicle and resisted arrest when the deputy attempted to put her in handcuffs. The deputy attempted to taser Sigmund, but the device was ineffective. It was then that she retrieved the pork and beans and tossed the can at the deputy, missing him. She further assaulted the deputy, kicking him in the ribs. Sigmund was eventually taken into custody and was taken to the Douglas County Jail, where she is charged with 5 different counts, including criminal mischief and assault on a public safety officer. The deputy received treatment for minor injuries. The Soroptimist International Florence is working on putting together 500 food baskets for needy families in Florence. This is 100 more than last year, and organizer Carol Bennett says the additional baskets and an increase in food prices this year means they need to raise more money. Currently, the organization has raised $20,000 for the food, but are still about $10,000 short of their goal.
The cost of the produce that we buy, and that's the apples, the oranges, the carrots, and the potatoes, is more than twice what it was last year.
Bennett says they don't need the money in hand by this weekend, but they do need to know how much money will be promised by individuals or businesses before they place the order for the food. She says that the timing is critical to get the orders placed with local vendors.
The places that we're buying the food from, which are Safeway and Fred Meyer, are telling us that we have to get the counts in right away so that they can secure the product, so that we can be sure it gets here.
Distribution of the food baskets will be on December 19th at Sayous Law Middle School. This year, there will not be an associated toy distribution due to the coronavirus pandemic. There were another 62 cases of COVID-19 reported in Lane County yesterday, but no new cases for the Florence area. Total cases for Lane County is 4,404. Hospitalizations have doubled in the last week, with 25 currently in the hospital countywide. The state yesterday reported 1,314 new cases and 7 new deaths, which include a 64-year-old Lane County man who died on November 28th at Riverbend Hospital. Case totals for the state are 75,431 since the beginning of the pandemic, and deaths have risen to 912. Tomorrow is the scheduled end of the 2-week freeze imposed by Governor Brown, but Lane County is considered in the extreme risk category for counties and will still be held to greater restrictions. Gyms and recreational facilities, including theaters, will remain closed, but personal services like salons and massage therapy will still be allowed. Restaurants will be able to provide outdoor seating, restricted to no more than 6 people per table and no more than 2 households. Long-term care facilities can allow outdoor visitation. Complete restrictions are available at the Oregon Health Authority's website. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, December 1st, 2020.